In addition to persuading members of Congress, the president went back into campaign mode to win passage of the stimulus bill, reaching out for grassroots support. During a town meeting in Florida, Mr. Obama took a question from a woman who turned out to be homeless.
We need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, I listen, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you, but there are a lot of people like you.
In addition to campaign-style events to build public support, Mr. Obama also went on the offensive during his first presidential news conference.
With the private sector so weakened by this recession, the federal government is the only entity left with the resources to jolt our economy back into life.
Some criticized the president for giving long answers, but University of Virginia expert Larry Sabato says Mr. Obama continues to demonstrate political powers of persuasion.
The answers were long, but Obama's still benefiting from the contrast with George W. Bush. Presidents have a honeymoon not just with the public, but also with the press. And the press's questions were respectful and gentle. That won't last. The press is a fair-weather friend. When the weather turns stormy, they will too.
President Obama has been able to unify congressional Democrats, but he's having less success winning Republican support, including the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
This bill misses the mark. It's full of waste. We have no assurance it will create jobs or revive the economy.
From the beginning, Mr. Obama made it clear that passage of his stimulus plan was his top priority. Experts say the new president used all the political tools at his disposal to make his case. Stephen Farnsworth is a presidential expert at George Mason University in Virginia.
It's really important, particularly for someone like Obama, who's relatively new to Washington. He was only in the Senate for 4 years before becoming president. It's really important for Obama to have a clear line of what he needs to do and where he's going to go.
Public opinion appears to be siding with the president, though the polls show more support for him personally than for his stimulus plan. But Professor Farnsworth believes Mr. Obama had little time to waste in pushing his plan through Congress.
People are not going to be all that patient. Unemployment rates are increasing. Jobless claims are increasing. Foreclosure rates are increasing. There are a lot of things that aren't working all that well in America right now. And as a result, people, even if they have jobs and even if they are paying their mortgages, they're worried a lot about the future.
Political analysts say the real measure of success for Mr. Obama will not be how quickly he got his plan approved by Congress, but whether the plan actually works to stimulate the economy. And that verdict, they say, will not be rendered for some time. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.